When the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders went into effect in 2020, we brought you the story of an essential worker outside of healthcare risking his life to do his job. Juan Ruffin, a butcher at a Kroger grocery store in Indianapolis. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel checked back in with him 1 year later, a few months after he and his family contracted COVID-19.
My 17-year-old probably had it the worst. He went through the whole loss of smell and taste and body aches and all of that stuff. I lucked out and only had a slight headache for a few days and was extremely weak for 3 or 4 days. My wife lost her sense of smell and taste and had a headache. I went to work and I told my supervisor, I said, I'm not gonna make it today. I just don't have anything. I was extremely weak. And he said, well, stay as long as you can and then, you know, go ahead and go home, because he knew it was something wrong. And it was worse the next day. I couldn't even get up. I missed a couple days of work. And if you miss 3 days of work at Kroger, you have to go to the doctor. The third day, I was fine. And so I called my union rep and she said, well, see if you can, you know, get tested. I told her, I said, I can't make an appointment until Friday and I'm due back to work. I got tested on a Friday. I worked that Friday. I worked Saturday. Sunday morning when I went in at 5:00. They alerted me at 6:00 that I had tested positive for COVID. So when my manager walked in at 7:00, I said, what am I supposed to do? And he was like, well, you got to leave. I was quarantined from Sunday through Saturday. And my supervisor called me and said, you're supposed to come back to work on Sunday. And I was like, well, that's only a week that I've technically been quarantined, because I worked the 3 days before. You're supposed to be technically infected 2 days before you had symptoms. So that was technically 14 days, but I had not been off of work for 9. So I said, well, am I supposed to go get tested to make sure that I don't have it anymore to come back? And he was like, no, just come back to work. The one issue that we still have is this brain fog that doesn't go away. I still bake, and I go into the kitchen and I'll be like, okay, what did I come here for?
I tested positive for COVID the week of Christmas, and today is March the 9th, I believe. I clocked out for the end of my shift and walked out to my truck with the intentions on doing this video diary, but with a memory pause, I got in my vehicle, started it up, and headed home. And on my way home on the highway, I remembered, oh, I was supposed to do this video diary. Brain fog / memory pause is one of the things that we've all dealt with. Me and my wife have that conversation every day. I have to remind her of what she's needed to say to me, and she has to remind me of what I have to tell her. So that's my day. That's my life now.
It's hard with the social distancing to have the camaraderie. When you work with somebody a lot, you get to know them and you get to know their life situations. You don't get to interact like that as much. You know, it's always in passing now.